I'm Bruce Ekman, and I'm the founder of EasyNet Tools Incorporated, and I will be your presenter today. The purpose of these Launch to Success training sessions is to share the things that we've learned over the years. We've been working with thousands of websites for, since the internet first started. And so we've got a lot of bumps on our head for making mistakes, and we try to learn from those. And so hopefully we can share with you some things that will help you so that you don't have to make the same mistakes to learn the things that we learned. So, and this is something that we learned that's pretty important to really pay attention to. It's a fairly simple thing to do, fairly quick thing to do, but very critically important to your success in my mind. And if you don't have a Google sitemap on your website, I think you really need to seriously consider getting one on there as soon as possible. And it's like I say, it's not really a complicated thing to do. And with EasyNet Tools software, we've really simplified it a lot to make it better for you. So let's go ahead and talk about Google sitemaps. The first question that really comes up is, what the heck is a Google sitemap? And when you hear the word sitemap, typically what you think of, or what most people think of, is if you're surfing the web and you're going into someone's website, at the bottom of their page or somewhere, they'll have a button that you can click, or a hyperlink that goes to their sitemap. And basically, when you click on that button, you get back a table of contents that you can look at virtually every page on the website and how it's organized. And that's a sitemap, okay? But that is not what we are talking about today. What we are talking about is a sitemap. That is a sitemap, okay? But it's a sitemap intended for humans. And you're going to look at it, you've got the table of contents kind of there, and you can see the pages, okay? What we're talking about is a sitemap that is not intended for humans. It is intended for Google's spiders, okay? So let's talk just a second about that. And if you actually looked at the sitemap that we're talking about today, it would not be really readable, okay? It's an XML. And so it's really a bunch of programming language stuff, if you will. You could look at it and you can kind of make heads or tails of it, but it's not intended for human consumption, really. Let's talk about how Google works, okay? As part of our being successful on the internet, we want to get good rankings on Google. We want to get, when we do a search, we want to be on their first page. And so enormous amount of efforts go into getting your page at the first of the search engines. But just how does Google find those pages, and how does Google get the information to put on in their directory so that it appears when you do a search? Okay. Basically what they do is they have a huge database that contains information about gazillions of websites all over the internet. Okay, what they do is they have what's called a spider. Some people call it a spider. Some people call it a bot. But basically what those are they're little programs that just kind of wander the web looking for things to eat, I guess. That's your website. Looking for information. Okay, so these spiders just search the web and they wander around aimlessly, probably not aimlessly, but they wander around the web following links from site to site, trying to gather information to put into Google's huge database, so when somebody does a search, they can go into that database and provide back the information on that Google search results. Okay. Now, if you think of this spider aimlessly wandering the internet, there's gazillions of sites out there, and how long and how often is it going to get to your website, and is it going to find you? Okay, it may find you today and it may not, because you're leaving all of that up to chance. Now, years ago, when I started into this business, one of the things that we would do once we completed a website is we would submit it to the search engines. And Google actually has a place that you can go and submit your website to the search engines. Maybe they do. I don't know. We don't use it anymore. Okay. But for years, you would just go and submit it. Then they came out, and on the page that you would submit your website to the search engine, it said something like, you know, we may or may not use this information. And I think that really they probably didn't. People just submitted to it. I think they were just making people happy, but I don't think they did anything with the people that submitted their information to the search engine at all. They just had their spiders out there wandering around picking up data off the internet, and you had to wait until a spider ran across your website to get it indexed. And typically that could take a long, long time to get you into their database, okay? Now, Google has come up with a much better method to do that, okay? Search engine optimization can be critically important to your success. Search engine optimization is nothing more than getting your page listed in Google and getting a better rank, okay? And like I said, we spend all this effort on our websites doing things, and we have another webinar that goes into more detail on things to do to your website to get it so that it will rank better, and so when the data's there, you when it compares you against your competitors, you'll move up the list and be one of the first ones, okay? But a lot of times we skip over thinking about making sure that Google gets a hold of all of those changes that we do, okay? So you've got those spiders wandering around. We want to have a little control over those spiders rather than just having them aimlessly wander across our site and read what they want. We want to have some control. And Google has allowed us to do that with Google Sitemaps, okay? So Google Sitemaps are critically, critically important, in my opinion, okay? We go to all this work. We want to, you know, maximize the possibility of having some good benefits with that. And so with a Google sitemap, what you're going to do is you're going to plug your website right into Google. Okay? How cool can that be? How important can that be to plug your website right into Google search engine? So you can get those sites. They know what your site is. They know where you are. They know. And you're doing it the way Google wants you to do it, okay? How much better can it get, okay? Let's plug your website, and let's talk about how to plug your website right into Google. When you create a Google sitemap, basically those spiders go to that sitemap, and they read it, and they know every page that you've got. It has all the information about the pages, how you want them indexed, and all that information, and you're just handing it to Google on a silver platter, and they say, thank you very much. You've presented it just in the way that we want it and just in the way that we like it. Okay. Now, there are really two steps to doing this. Okay. And let me tell you what the steps are first, and then I'll actually go out and we'll kind of talk a little bit about how to do those. Okay. Typically, the first step that you need to do with the Google sitemap is to prepare your site. Okay, if you're going to serve up this nice meal to the spiders, you better make sure that you've got it all prepared and it's nice and it's just the way that they want it. And that's what we've got to do with our website, is we've got to go through and prepare it and have everything ready for them to come and have a feast on your website. Okay, the second step that you want to do is then once you've got it all ready, then you want to plug your site in, connect it right up to Google, and we'll talk about doing that in just a little bit more detail, okay? So let's go back to step one, and let's talk about, and let me show you what things you need to do to prepare your website, okay? Now, in the world out there, typically when you want to create a sitemap, you get your site ready, and then you have to find some software somewhere, or you have to actually program, heaven forbid, that XML file, so it's there waiting for the spider to connect up to it. And with EasyNet Tools, one of the really cool things that we've done for you is we've actually set it up so it's all automatic. Okay, our software automatically prepares, or it doesn't prepare it, but it automatically serves up. When the spider comes in and asks for that, it goes out and it goes through the site and gets all the information and then hands it to the spider instantly. So you don't just have to do it and have it ready there. So it makes it really, really easy. So I'm going to go into EasyNet Tools and I'm going to show you how to set up your site and have it all ready for those spiders to come in and to take a look at it. So let me open up a browser here, okay? And what I'm doing is I'm going into the website, okay? And so I'm in our tools, I'm in an account, and this is a new account that I've just been playing with. And so it's not set up and it's not ready to go. So what I'll show you is, where a lot of people will actually be starting from, okay? So the program that will really help you to get started in this, first of all, it's right down here, and it's called Easy Page Manager, a great tool to help you prepare your website for being indexed by the search engines, okay? Now, what this does is it lists for us, and it shows us, here's every page on our website, okay? And this is just a small site, like I said, just getting started. But it's showing us every web page. So inside of the web page, there is some information that those spiders want. When they actually wander your website, they have to actually go in and load every page and tear it apart to find what they're looking for. What we want to do is we want to have it all ready for them and ready for the software package that works under the covers, our sitemap software, so that it can just grab all of the information and hand it to the spider when it comes to index your site. Okay, so let's go look at one of these pages. But if you can see here, I've got some problems. Okay, the important thing, and if you take our training on search engine optimization, the number one top most important thing that you can do on your web page to get good ranking is your page title. Okay. You've got to have a page title set up, and you've got to have your keywords in the page title. That is the most important thing you can do for search engine optimization. Well, if I look down this list of pages that are on this website that I'm looking at, you can see that it gives me a red X by the title, all the titles. What this does is it looks at every page, and it tells me, have I got, maybe it's not good, but have I at least got a title? Have I got a description? Have I got my keywords? Have I got a sitemap turned on? Have I got robot instructions in there? Okay, so you can see from this, the most important page I want to work on is my index page. So let's come down here to the index page, and we'll actually go in and we will prepare that page. Okay, so look here at my index page. Here we are. No title, red X. Oops, I definitely don't want to submit that to Google just yet. A description, oops, red X. Keywords, red X, okay? So I need to fix this up. I need to get this information in there so when the spiders come, it's all ready to go. And what I'm going to show you on this one page, you want to do to all of your pages on your website so you're ready to serve it up to Google, okay? So let's look. I need to make sure that I've got all of these in the green. I've got titles and everything. And not only do we want the information there, we'd like to have good information so we can do better. But okay, and these pieces of information are contained in two files in EasyNet Tools. They're in our meta tags file and in our page option file. Okay, so let's go look at this. First, we'll pop open the meta tags. Let me just pull that window over so you can see it. And as you can see, there is no title. There's no information there. So it would be stupid for me to submit this to Google until I have it there. So let's type some in, okay? This particular website is for a website that does t-shirt printing, custom screen printing, okay? So and we have another webinar that's just on keywords and how to select your keywords. So, okay, I'm going to pull one off the top of my head for now, but if I were really to do this right, I would go and watch that training and make sure that I went through that process so I had selected really good keywords, okay? This website is for custom screen printing. So I'm just going to use custom screen printing. as my main keyword, but I got to spell it right. Okay. Still didn't spell it right. Got to be able to type, don't I? Okay. So that's a good keyword. Let's do another one. So we first of all decide what our keywords are, then we create the other things with them in screen, printing, okay, that's good enough to get us started. Anyway, okay, so now I want to create a title that has my keywords in it, okay? So let's come up with a title. You know, I could do a title as soon as... Okay, again, you got to be able to type, right? Okay, custom screen printing. So now I've got my main keyword in there, so now let's think about that just a little bit more. Now, if I wanted this page to appear much better, I may want to do some local by including a local keyword. Okay, Rexburg is the town. So custom screen printing... Okay, custom screen printing, Rexburg, Idaho. Okay, that's probably good enough for a title for now. Okay, so now I've got my keyword in my title. Remember, that's the number one most important thing you can do for search engine optimization. And also, if you have a keyword in there, it's nice to have the keyword toward the beginning of the title. The closer to the beginning, you'll get a little extra zing by having the keyword at the front of your title. Okay, now let's write some kind of a description up here using these same keywords. Okay, so I'll see how creative I am today. Okay, the description is also important. And it's telling me that I misspelled the word. Why? I can't type. You know, ever try typing in front of a bunch of people, you see what happens. The fingers just turn into rubber and they go the wrong way. Okay, Search for You provides custom screen printing let's see, I want to get t-shirts in here somehow. Search for You provides custom screen printing, custom t-shirt printing, custom, okay, custom or t-shirt, custom t-shirt, screen printing. Search for You provides custom screen printing. Okay, well, we'll try that later. Anyway, you would want to, you know, write your title up. And have a good title in there. Okay, that's enough to get us started. It gets us in there. But you need to go through every page on your system, okay, and enter in a title and a description and your keywords so that you're ready to go. Okay, now let's look down the page here and see if there's anything else that we need to put in. Okay, as I come down the page here, we go down the page. Nothing critically important. Okay. Okay, down here at the very bottom, here's this one. This is very important. Robots. Okay, that's the spider, the bot, the robot. We need to tell it what we want it to do. Now, this is our index page, and so I have some choices here. Don't use, index follow, index no follow, no index follow, and no index no follow. Okay, so let's talk about each one of these. Don't use your first thought is, oh, that means the spider don't use this page, but that's not what it's telling it, okay? This is telling the spider not to use this information. So just do whatever you want to do. So that would be telling the spider just to ignore the robot's information, okay? So we don't want to do that. We want to tell the robot what to do. The next one down says, index this page. Here's my instructions for you, Mr. Spider. Index this page and then follow each of the links on the page and index those pages and do whatever the instructions are on those pages, okay? Now, if I was doing, say, for example, a links page, say I had a links page to a whole bunch of other websites on the system, I may want to do index this page, but don't follow the links, okay? And you can do it or not, but, you know, that might be an example of why you might not want it to go on to the other links on that, an index page, on a links page, okay? Now, you could have it, I don't know why you'd ever want to do this, but you could have it, don't index this page, but follow the links on it. Okay, so keep on crawling. Ignore me, this one is ignore me and keep on crawling. Okay, the next one down is don't index this page and don't follow any of the links on it. Okay, and sometimes you'll have a page that you don't really want in the search engine, and so you can click that and it should follow your directions, okay? So, but what we want it to be, in 99.9% of the time, you're going to want to set that to index and follow. Okay, so now we submit that, and when it refreshes our page, look down here, voila, Jiffy Skippy. Now I'm all in the green, okay? Those aren't super-duper wonderful titles and everything, but they will get us by for today, okay? Now, let's look over here at the priority. All of these are at the default, which is just, you know, regular old normal priority. This page is my main page on my website. So when that spider comes here, I want to tell it that this page is really important. So let's go down here and click on page options. And as we look through our page options, we can come down here and we can pick up some things. Okay, first of all, here it is in sitemap, search engine sitemap, and this controls the EasyNet Tools software. So we've got sitemap selected. Okay, so the EasyNet Tools sitemap software is going to serve this up to the spider when it comes. So that's important, and the default is clicked on. If you had a page that you didn't want Google to index, you'd click on it on the other page and say, don't index, but there's no reason to give it to it. It's like, oh, here's a nice juicy hamburger, but don't eat it. You know, that sort of doesn't make too much sense. So if you really don't want your page indexed, come in here and unclick this button so that our software does not serve it up to the spider. But in most cases, you're going to want to make sure that that's checked so that it creates the sitemap and gives it to the spider when it comes here. Since this is an index page, we want to make sure that it's set to high priority. And, you know, if we're making a lot of changes to our website, we may want to tell it, you know, you need to come back and check us out a little more often. Okay, so let's set this up that I'm going to change this page weekly, okay? So that way, and I don't know that it pays a whole lot of attention to this. What I see is typically when we've got a sitemap set up, the spider will come about once every week, once in a week and a half. It just sort of depends. But supposedly, this may have some influence over how often the spider comes back to your site. Because if you're changing it and making modifications to it, you can try to influence the spider to come back and re-index your site on a more common basis. Now, just when the spider indexes your site, just a point here, okay, it may index your site. It may come out and crawl it and make them come and get the information. That doesn't mean that the information is going to be instantly in Google's database. They've spread their database out all over Kingdom Come, okay, and so it takes a little time for that information to disseminate out to their database so the information can get there. But at least we want to get the spider coming back to the website often so that it cuts down the amount of time that it takes to get that information there. Okay, so now let's go submit. Now we go back down and look at that again. Okay, now look at that. Wonderful. I've got all greens there, and I've got this page priority set up to high. Okay, now I would go through this process for every page on the website, and I would make sure that I was all in the green, of course. Now, if you have a page that you don't want indexed, then it's not really too important to have all this done to that page because you don't really care. You know, I'm just sort of one of those people, though. You know, I like everything to look really good. So even on pages that I don't want indexed, I go in and make sure they have a page title and everything. And so I can look down my list and go, gosh, I'm wonderful. Look, my website's all green everywhere. Okay. Now, the other thing is on these priorities, when you set the priorities, if you go through, some people have a tendency to go, oh, every one of my pages is important. If you go through and set all of them at important, and when the spider looks at it, you know, he's going to go, yeah, right. And so then you don't gain anything, okay? So when you go through your site, try to be realistic. Mark your pages that are important up. Mark your pages that aren't too important down so that it looks good. And I don't know, I'm just, you know, I believe in doing things right, not trying to trick the system, okay? Mark the pages that are important as important. Mark the pages that aren't as not, and mark the pages in the middle, okay? Set your priorities right. If it looks good, I think you're going to get more bang out of it than you would if you just go through and try to trick it, okay? So that is the important part of doing this, okay? Now, there are some other things that you can do. You can actually do what's called overrides on our software. And so you can set it up so that, you know, it will not do certain things. And I'm not going to go into that. Typically, I don't mess around with that. You know, some other people do. But if you want instructions for that, I'll give you a place to go where you can set up your overrides. But for today's lesson, we're going to keep it simple, and we're not going to worry about overrides. So, okay. So now let's pretend like I've gone through my website, and oh, look how wonderful. Everything's green. I don't have any red X's. Okay, my site's all set up. And I've done a wonderful job with writing good titles and descriptions, and they're all there. Okay, so now we are ready to serve our site up to Google. We're ready to create the sitemap. Okay, so let's return out of here back to our menu, and we'll leave it there. So because we've got to come back in a minute and to show you something else. Okay, so now we've got that all set up. What we need to do is we need to plug ourselves into Google. Okay, and what will happen is when Google Spider comes to our website watches for it with this secret software package that runs underneath that our sitemap software. And as soon as that spider hits the website, it goes, "Oh yes, you want information. You want that sitemap information," and it goes back through all of that information that you've typed into those meta tags. And if you use the overrides file, it uses all that information and instantly prepares it, puts it on a silver platter, and hands it to Google's Spider. That saves Google's Spider work, and it can move on through its life better and be more productive. So we're happy and Google's happy, okay? So we've got everything ready on this end, save one thing, which I'll show you in a minute, okay? And so now let's look at what we have to do to plug this into Google. Now we need to go to Google, and the best way you can get here is you type in, just do a search on Google Webmaster Tools. Okay, you can see here I'm already on the page. And what you want to do, I'm already logged into my site, and you can have multiple sites in your Webmaster Tools. And you can do more things here than just link to the website and set up your sitemap, okay? And you can see down here some of the things, but I'm not going to go into too much detail into Webmaster Tools other than so you know what they are. They've got all the documentation and the information so you can look through it. Okay, so let's just go through. What we want to do is we want to add our site to Google's Webmaster Tools. Okay, so we go add a site. It's telling us to add the URL. I haven't done this for a while, so bear with me. Okay, so now we've typed in that website and we click on continue. And the wheels turn. Okay, now Google has set up this Webmaster Tools. They don't want you messing around with sites that aren't yours, okay? So they want to validate the fact that this website actually belongs to you, okay? And so there are several different ways that you can do that, but the easiest method is they will give you a little file, and you just copy it up to your account, and then when the spider or when their program gets there, it will actually go in there and look at it and say, oh, by gosh, he got the file we gave him, and he does have the capability. It must be his site because he put the file on the site. So now he can be validated, and we know that he must have some control of that site. Okay, so that's a two-step process here. What we need to do is we need to get this special permission or this special verification file. Okay, so we come down here and we click on download the file. And it's just like an absolutely nothing file. Okay, and so now we've downloaded that file. Let me pull it off here and just put it on my desktop so I've got it there so I can find it easily. Okay, now what I need to do is I need to go back to my website and I need to put that, see the second instruction here, upload the file to shirtsforyou.com, and it needs to go in our main directory. So I go back to my website and I go to Easy File Manager. Okay, gravy, here I'm in my main directory. Now I go upload a file. Where is it? There it is. And let me slide it over so you can see it. Okay. And now let me go to my desktop and find the file. The file typically starts with Google. So if I come down here to the G's, oh, now we're looking at all the stuff on my computer, of which there is a plenty. Okay. Google, where is it? Google, here we go. Okay, see the first part of it says Google, and then my secret code number. Okay, so I click on that, I push open, and I upload it. Voila, there's nothing in the file really. And so I close it, and voila, it'll appear on my list. Okay, see here it is. Now I've got my verification file. Just for the heck of it, let me show you what's in it. Okay, nothing. One line of... let me pull it over. It's off the side there. Okay. The file contains one line of text, Google site verification, and then a number that is assigned specifically to you. Okay. That's all it takes. But you've put it on your website now so that Google can know that you actually have some control of this website. So now let's go back to Google. Okay. And it says here, confirm successful upload by visiting this link. So now we click on this link. Okay, and it's saying, yep, you had it there, so you're good to go. Okay, so we know it's there, and of course we looked at it in our system, but now we know that Google can see it as well, so it's actually there. So now we need to do the actual verification. So when we click on the verify button, Google will go actually out to our website and read that file and go, oh my gosh, you're so wonderful. You did exactly what we told you to do, and so now you're verified. Congratulations, you have successfully verified your website search for you. Okay, so now we're in like Flynn. Google likes us because that we're there. Okay, now Google knows that we exist and that we are on the planet. Okay. And we can go do all of the other things to this website. They do. And like I said, Webmaster Tools gives us more things than just sitemap. It allows us to do a whole bunch of things. Let me just kind of walk you through here real quick and give you a real quick overview of it. Okay. It'll actually tell you when the spider crawls it. That's what they call it, when it reads it in and parses or breaks your site apart and puts it into their database. It will tell you if there are any errors. It gives you some other information, okay? Okay. So anyway, let's just look through this. Here's our configuration. We can do settings, site links, URL parameters. We can change your address. We can set up different users on our account and things, okay? The health, we can look for any errors. We can look for when the spider crawls our site. So we can actually look into Google's magic thing and see what they're doing with us. Any URLs that are blocked, okay? We can look at the site as Google sees it. We can do a search for malware, okay? We can also look for searches and links to our websites and all kinds of other good things. Like I say, you can play with this. I'm not going to go into too much. I can help you to optimize it. We're actually interested in the sitemaps thing. If Google has a site or a page in there that we don't want indexed, we can remove a URL from it. And I don't know. Supposedly you can. My experience has been it's a lot easier to get yourself indexed than it is to get out once Google indexes you, okay? Gives you suggestions, keywords, and other things that you can do there. And then they have things that are kind of in their trial, things that you can play with as well, okay? Let's just click on sitemap here and see what they've got for us, okay? Okay, so now it says we can it says no sitemaps are found for this site because it hasn't done it yet. So we can add a sitemap, okay? And so I think that's... Okay. And like I said, it's been a while since I've done this, and I can't remember the name of the sitemap file. Rats. Okay. Let's go find it real quick, see if we can. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to show you, and I'll just go ahead and do it now to make sure that you're got it anyway, is all of this information is on EasyNet University, okay? So if you go out to type in easynetuniversity.com, you go down here to Marketing and SEO, and then click on Easy Sitemap. It gives you all the good instructions, okay? Here shows you what a sitemap looks like. You know, see, like I said, not intended for human consumption. Let's look down here through these instructions and see if I can actually find the name of that file. Okay, I'm looking. Here it's telling me how to prepare it. Okay, here, remember we talked about this overrides file. So you can actually create an overrides file. It tells you how to do that. Okay, communicating with the search engine index with the robots.txt file. Okay, so it talks about that. So I'm going to guess it's robots.txt, but let's look down here. Nope, I was wrong. Okay. So it's going to be your domain name, and it's going to be easysitemap.xml. Okay, so I'm just going to copy that. And now we can go back to Google, wherever the heck it was, Google Webmaster Tools, and we can type that in. Okay, easysitemap.xml. And then we can submit our sitemap, and it's been submitted. Now life's wonderful, and when the spider comes along, but we should be on its list for inclusion in there, and we could come back to this later, and we could actually see what it found and see how it read our site and see all kinds of information there. Okay, so let's go ahead and close that. Where I didn't show up. Try that just for the heck of it and see what that does. Test complete. View the test results. Okay. Sitemap, it found it. Sitemap content. It says that it submitted 22 pages. Error details, no errors were found. Close the sitemap test. Okay, let's go back and add it again just for the heck of it. And submit it. Okay. And it tells us that it's submitted. Let's refresh our page just to make sure. And as soon as it does it, okay, good, there we go. Okay, so now we've got it. It says it was processed today, It said it didn't find any issues. Okay, and it says, has it been indexed in Google yet? No, it's still pending, so we can watch that. But now we've got it. Google's got it. Life's good if they get us indexed. Okay, so we're all there. So that really entails setting up a Google sitemap. Okay, so now that website is plugged into Google, and I didn't have all those other pages done, so I probably better, as soon as I get off this call, go back and get all my titles in there, so it isn't I'm handing the spider a plate of nasty things, but we've got it already. So at any rate, but that's what's involved with setting up a Google sitemap. Not too complicated, not too difficult to do, but important, very, very important to be plugged into Google. A lot of people think about, you know, being submitted or having their site submitted, but that really doesn't necessarily work anymore, okay, with Google. Now, that sitemap program also works with other programs as well. So any program that comes along will automatically ask, the spider will ask for that sitemap, and it will give it to it, whether it's Bing or Yahoo or whatever. Any of the companies that use the spiders will actually see that file, okay? So it works for more than just Google. So it's really important. I think it's probably the most important first step that you do for getting your page included in the search engines. That way they know you're there. They don't just have to accidentally wander across, okay? Again, we've got more detailed instructions on EasyNet University. So go visit EasyNetU, click on the SEO, and then on sitemap, and that will give you the more detailed instructions on how to do that if you have any questions or need any more information on that. Okay, really not too painful to do, not too tough to do, but I think very, very important to do for your success program. So with EasyNet tools, we always try to offer two options. One is to do it yourself, and we provide the training and the information and the technical support to do it yourself. Or if you need help, we will do it for you as well. So we do offer the service of a Google sitemap. And so if you're interested in using that service, give us a call and talk to our staff here. They'd be happy to give you a price on doing a Google sitemap for your website. Whether you do it yourself or whether you hire us to do it, I think it's either your best time spent or some of the very best money that you can spend on doing search engine optimization on your website, is to just make sure that you're plugged in to the search engines. So EasyNetU to find it out for yourself, or give us a call and we can help you with it. So, all righty, let's go ahead and jump into our question and answer session. I don't see any questions anywhere so far. So at this point, you have two options. Number one, you can click on the little raised hand button, and I will unmute your microphone, and we can answer your questions that way. Or you can type it in, click and open up the little webinar window, and you can type it in there, and it will appear on my screen, and I can try to answer the question for you. So go ahead and ask a question if you would like. Okay. Everyone's doesn't have any questions, or they're shy. So I'm going to pick on somebody today if he's got a microphone. Are you there, Bob?
Hey, Bruce, sure am.
Gosh, no one's asking any questions of me.
That's because you do such a good job instructing.
Oh, okay. Either that or everyone's eyes are glazed over and they're sleeping.
Very comprehensive, and I'll be going back through all my pages now and taking this information. I appreciate what you've put in front of us here, Bruce.
Okay, well, that's good. So we appreciate you coming today. So have you already got the sitemap set up? Have you played with this at all? Or
No, I haven't. So that's very important for me to go back and do this with all my sites.
Okay. So we're actually looking at this, and you know, as I was preparing this, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, we look back at some of the customer sites, and I'm going, like, there are a lot of customers that aren't doing this, so maybe we've been a little remiss in making sure everyone knows how important it is. So Anyway, so hopefully you can do that. If you have any questions, get back with us. So I appreciate you coming today.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right. If anyone else has any questions, you can go ahead and type them in quick or click on the hand. Otherwise, we will wrap up this session. So, okay. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for coming today. We've actually got another webinar tomorrow. And I haven't even looked to see which one it is. But if you look, go to launchtosuccess.com. I think this is a really great program to help our customers to make their site successful. That's our objective, you know, we provide the software, we provide the tools, but if you're not successful, you won't be customers for long. So we want you to succeed, and so we're trying to provide you with that information. So if you go to the Launch to Success website, it's launch2success.com. The very first page that comes up is kind of a sign-up page. There's a link in the upper right-hand corner that says member access. You don't have to enter anything. You can just click that button. It'll take you right into all the information there. And this we'll have this video today edited, and it will be up there in a few days. So if you want to go back and rewatch it again, or the other ones, like I said, a good one to start with is keyword analysis, getting the great keywords. Another great webinar that goes along with this is that one. You could watch that one to make sure that the information that you put into those meta tags is the best it can be. Another good one to go along with this is the SEO training, which can walk you through that. And that's on the pre-recorded video that you can watch the other sessions that we've done on those. And so, like I said, those are two good topics that go with this as well. The other thing that's there is a list of all of the future webinars that are coming up. We try to do a webinar every Thursday, and I think we've got them scheduled into July. So on that website as well, you could look up those other webinars. Look up the one that's coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Typically, our webinars are Thursdays at 2 o'clock. We had to move the one last week because we were in the middle of some other things, and I didn't have time to get everything together. It was actually pushed today as well, so we moved it to Wednesday. But there will be one tomorrow, and then pretty much every Thursday after that. So go check those out. We hope to see you at those as well. So if you would like to, I would sure appreciate any kind of feedback you could give me on these webinars. Tell me I did a good job or how I can improve. My email address is Ekman, Ekman, at ezenettools.com. Ekman at ezenettools.com. And would love to have an email from you telling you if this webinar worked for you or what you got out of it. Any suggested topics you'd like us to cover to help you out. Like I say, we want to make our customers successful. So thanks for coming today. Hopefully you have a